we received official notice. And it's hard because I've been sitting on this news since last January.
Well, yeah.
So
legislature acted some time ago.
Exactly.
But this time, what's the difference?
So this time, it's official. We were first in line on a first come first serve basis for the application for the LB 40 funding, match funding money to help us develop our industrial rail park. And that money, the community here in Lincoln County will have to invest about $7.5 million, and in return, the state will match up to $30 million of additional funds to help us build out the infrastructure needed to make this thing sing. And
a good chunk of change, and that's going for infrastructure cost, development cost.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, rail is expensive, roads are expensive, water, sewer, electric, everything.
What is an expensive?
Well, given this day and age.
Yeah, exactly.
But those things are extremely capital intensive, and so this funding will absolutely help us make sure that we can get this project up off the ground and fully realize the potential that does exist with developing out an industrial rail park and finally having some meaningful access to the rail infrastructure that we have for our business and industry here, for our existing business, as well as recruiting new business and industry in. So very exciting, the news that came out last Friday. Receiving that award letter, the heavy lifting starts now for that project. But what we did on our meeting yesterday is two additional separate items that will work really, really well concurrently with the industrial rail park. And in my opinion, they augment it to a point where this thing will set North Platte, Lincoln County, and West Central Nebraska up for tremendous success for generations to come, especially when you compare it to other aspects of the state and what's going on as far as meaningful access to infrastructure for economic development. So
let's begin by breaking down the conversation on the purchase of land. This is primarily land that was formerly occupied by Greenbrier Rail Services, I believe, Commissioner Bruns.
Yes, so approximately 34 acres, this parcel that Greenbrier Rail Services has owned. They still technically own it. They consolidated operations due to the COVID-19 pandemic, and very public out there as far as that being their reasoning. And that specific parcel actually has the spur that attaches to the Union Pacific Railroad's main line. And that is really the linchpin for the industrial rail park. It's
sure.
the linchpin for the Inland Port Authority, which we discussed yesterday. And so we felt as the county that it was extremely important for us to really get control of that parcel, because it's on the market. It would be very easy, and there's actually been offers out there, some interested people anyway, that may not have been necessarily cooperative with the overall project. They had, you know, businesses, they have their interests at heart, and they were the potential clients would be looking after their own business interests, and I don't know how well readily cooperative they'd be for additional traffic on that spur. But
it's just a huge unknown.
Yeah, so we felt it was important to go ahead and move forward with negotiations, take control of that building if at all possible. I think we'll get that accomplished. And we envision that site, that facility being the headquarters facility for an Inland Port Authority, which was probably the more major item that we discussed yesterday.
Absolutely.
In our meeting. So,
and that's been a discussion for months. This is not new. It's kind of heating back up again, the Inland Port Authority, but this has been a lot of work that you've really spearheaded, Commissioner Bruns.
Yeah, so I brought this conversation to the forefront last summer, is when I first started talking about it, after legislation was passed in 2021 through LB 156. And that legislation that was signed by the governor and codified into state statute allows Nebraska to have five different inland port authorities, and those are really, in my opinion, they're great mechanisms to help us move freight and really expand upon what we're able to do, again, allowing access to critical infrastructure for economic development. And I think that with what we have going on, with our industrial rail park, with us having just great strategic geographical location here in Lincoln County, with I-80 running east-west, Highway 83, you know, billions of dollars worth of rail infrastructure. We have a great airport. We're really a nexus for intermodal traffic and transportation. And so, to me, it makes sense. Us needing to have a good strategic long-term vision for where do we want to take our economic growth, our business, our industry, how do we diversify our economy? And I think that this is an important tool in the toolbox that we need to capitalize on. And so
ties right in.
It absolutely ties right in, and it marries well with what we're doing with the industrial rail park.
Mm-hmm. So Nebraska's going to have five of these, or that's the possibility anyway.
That's the likelihood based off of what was passed.
Do other states have them too, or are they going to get them?
There are inland port authorities all over the country,
right,
and great success models that you can look at, great failure models that you can look at as well. So it's important for us. We're going to take our time. We're going to make sure that we do this right.
This isn't something new. It's been around.
It's been around for a while, yeah.
Somewhat new to us Nebraskans, but...
Yeah, there's none in the state of Nebraska.
Not a new concept for the nation.
We have a little bit of learning to do with this, but again, we're going to take our time, do it right, and make sure that we're setting up Lincoln County for success, so...
Well, just looking at it from a 30,000-foot perspective, Nebraska's the center of the country, and North Platte's pretty much the center geographically of Nebraska, so... Mm-hmm. Makes a lot of sense. So freight would come in here directly, right?
Yeah.
Shipments from other countries or where have you. Right?
Exactly. So if you think about Port of L.A., Port of Seattle, coastal ports where container ships come in, they're landlocked. They're congested. People can't go in and build new facilities right next to them.
Sure.
You have container ships that are waiting off the coast to come in.
Because big backups.
Exactly, because of congestion. So what this allows us to do nationally on a larger, you know, macro level is container ships to come in, offload their containers directly onto train without breaking chain of custody, and those trains can come in to our location here locally, get offloaded here. The hope is for us to get a foreign trade designation, a foreign trade zone or free trade zone, it's often referred to.
Uh-huh.
And I've already been having conversations with our congressional representatives, both Senator Fisher and her staff, as well as Adrian's Congressman Smith and his staff and a few other congressmen, about what it's going to take to get that done. And so our hope is we get that designation, we can have customs and courtesy inspections at the Inland Port Authority, that Greenbrier facility or somewhere in close proximity. And those freight can come in, raw goods can come in, get inspected, offload it, and directly through just-in-time logistics to the facilities that we hope to have build and have direct rail access. So it's very meaningful. We've had great conversations. I've kind of coordinated some conversations with Department of Economic Development. One thing that they relayed to me is, because we had initial concerns that Omaha was going to gobble up three or four of the five.
Sure.
And that it was going to be extremely competitive, but DED is relayed to me that their intent is not to allow an inland port to cannibalize another inland port. So they're going to do what they can to spread load these five inland ports across the state, and that bodes well for us here in Lincoln County.
Absolutely. And not just for Lincoln County. So, this is a lot bigger than the city, the county. This is like western end of Nebraska we're talking about.
Yes.
This is huge.
When you look at... you know, North Platte and the reality of the situation, North Platte is a hub for commerce and industry for west central Nebraska and really in large part western Nebraska.
Yeah. Even northern Kansas as well.
Yes. And so it's extremely important for us to get this right and continue that trajectory.
What's the next step in the development of this?
So we passed via resolution, the county board did, and we're the only political subdivision that could do this here in this location. A resolution that authorized the creation of a roughly 300-acre district, and that resolution will, along with our appendix items, our attachments with the economic impact analysis, which is mind-blowing, the meets and bounds legal descriptions and a plat map, that gets transmitted to DED. With the hope that we are, because of the LB 156 had language in it for first come, first serve,
mm-hmm.
Legislation was passed last year that kind of expanded Department of Economic Development's discretion and gave them some merit-based authorization to help select from. But our goal is to get everything in line where we submit our application come this next month. At least that's what they're saying is their intent, is to open up the application process for these five inland ports this next month.
Okay.
We submit our resolution, our application in. Hopefully we're first in line. I truly believe that nobody in the state can pull this off like the North Platte Area Chamber of Development, Lincoln County, and all of our community partners. That our merit base just is head and shoulders above our competition, and that we're able to secure one of the five. So
okay.
So we're waiting on DED to really open up their application process and do a thorough review of those applications.
What about the rail park? What's the next step on that? Is that a little delay too? Or
No, not necessarily. So
groundbreaking or anything?
Here in about 30 days, there will be a formal signing of contracts, and we are waiting to really finalize our anchor project. We have a couple prospects in line.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to get into those right now, so.
That's sensitive to economic development, and Commissioner Bruns knows some of this information because he's the chamber liaison. You're on the board of directors.
Correct.
For the Chamber Development Corporation.
So. Yep, but it's exciting. I'll put that out there. It's exciting.
Good news.
It's very good news for our area.